quickly the days that our number pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draw nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy we're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity for those who so fearlessly forgotten their God. While He warned off the danger that lie in their path, but they heed not His mercy and kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care. For where you have pleasure, their hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God.
He said that His kingdom was not of this world.
So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that His kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down on pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in His heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. We hear about the war. We see the famine in the land. There's questions in the children's eyes. Trouble in the east again. The whole world is shaking. There's no safe place to stand. And the mournful sounds are heard throughout the land. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of a city that John saw coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here seeing the end of time, and the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound, the sound of the city that John saw coming down. the sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, son, it shall come to pass. There will come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of a city that John saw coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of a city that jumps are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. But for the blood Jesus shed on Calvary, but for the blood there'll be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rag, that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. But for the blood Jesus shed on Calvary, but for the blood there'll be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, and that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. But for the blood Jesus shed on Calvary's tree, but for the blood there'll be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness is filthy rags, that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free.
What a day that will be
when my Jesus I shall see. And when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Heavenly Father, we just want to stop for a moment in time just to give you thanks for another day of life. for the many things you've done for us and still do for us, Lord, for protecting us throughout the night, for the many things you've shown us in your word, for allowing us to see the day and hour we're living in, for bringing us out of these Babylonian captivity, Lord, and Egyptian prisons, these religious systems that are saturated all around the world, these cages and these holes for every foul and hateful bird. Lord, we just pray that you'll just continue to do it as you see fit. Lead and guide us by that of your Spirit, Lord. You've brought us out of these systems to set us on a solid rock, brought us out of the miry clay, Lord. We just never want to stop and give you thanks for it. Never want to take it for granted. Never want to go back to Egypt. Never want to go back to any of these religious compounds, Lord. We just want to never cease to give you thanks for all you've done for us, Lord. We just pray you continue to do with us as you see fit, Lord. Once of all, Lord, I pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I was reading this here yesterday. I got this web here, this podcast, I guess.
App.
It's an app. It's called, what's it called now?
Bible Gateway?
Bible Gateway. Everybody can get it. And I was reading, it came up, and what it does, it gives you, you can read the Bible through once a year, and you got a program on here where you read by the time the year is out, and you've come to the end of it, then it's the new year, January, their new year, it starts all over again. And I just come to this thing here yesterday, women should remain silent in the churches. Churches, like that group out there they call church, right? They are not allowed to speak, but must be in submission, as the law says. If they want to inquire about something, they should ask their own husbands at home, for it is disgraceful for a woman to speak in a church. See, when they hear us here, they know the scripture. And then they read the scripture, and they adjust it that you have no right to speak here. But see, we're not a church. We're not a preacher. We're not preachers. You and I are having a conversation every morning. That's what the Lord has wanted us out to do. We're having a conversation, and we're putting it out, and we're taping it down, and we're putting it out all around the world. So what they do, then they go back and read that scripture, and then they think what we're doing here is completely obsolete. They've got this scripture here, but see, they don't know what you and I know. First of all, we're not what you would classify, what Paul classified back there, the churches. Everything was vibrant with churches, and only men would speak in the churches. And then he's put this out there. It's disgrace for a woman to preach, to speak in a church. You're not a preacher. We're not preachers. We're just simply people that are born in blood by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we see what's going on around the world, and we have the byproduct. We're the products of what Jesus prayed in the garden, like he prayed yesterday, that prayer that Jesus prayed, that they may be one. And he prayed that they will be one through their word. And you and I, we are here because we have been one, because we're the byproduct of that prayer that Jesus prayed, that they may be one through their word. Which word? The word that Jesus looked down through time, and he knew he was going to send these seven stars, these seven angels, and try to the grace age, and he knew exactly what he's going to do, that each one of these angels will have an earthly vocal cord, will have an earthly messenger, and we happen to be in the church age of Laodicea, and we happen to be under the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, and we happen to be have one towards the message for our day through the ministry of these two men. Before I knew you, before I even knew you existed, you had already been won by the ministry of Brother Brent, because you got the book, the Church Age Messenger. You got the Church Age book. Mm-hmm. And the seventh seal. And then you got the website of Faith Assembly Church. And before I even knew, you were already won by that message, by these what Jesus prayed in the garden, that they would be one through their word. And then the Lord eventually, I was won by that word. I was won by the ministry of Brother Branham. And I was won by the ministry of Brother Jackson. And eventually, as time went on, we kind of got together. I got to know you maybe 2005 there. And then what we would do, you were working in Brandon, I was working here. And what we would do, we would get together and we would spend 2 hours over lunch or something. And then we would just talk. We just going to talk about the word that we were won by them. We talked about the ministry of Brother Branham. We talked about the ministry of Brother Jack. We talked about the word. We talked about the things the Lord had shown us. Mm-hmm. And we spent 2-3 hours sometimes just talking. And then as time went on, we just continued on. And then you moved to Portage. And then what we did, we'd meet quite maybe sometimes 2-3 times a week. And we'd have coffee and things like that. You know what people do when you're won by that word. And then what else the Lord Jesus was praying back in the garden, you can go back and read it, and then that they would be one. See, you and I are one. Like I kept saying, you think it and I see it, or I think it and you see it. We and I are the byproduct of that prayer that Jesus prayed in the garden, that they may be one. That's why we function here. And then as time went on, the Lord got me to pick up, go trucking, and every Sunday we would stop at the truck stop or at the rest area, and we would have our conversation around the word, and we would tape it off, and we would put it out on the internet, that it goes all around the world. That's what the Lord moved us to do, because one day He woke me up and told me to start up a website, and I didn't know nothing about no website. And then you came on board, and eventually we got things going, and eventually he got us to have a conversation. It's just a conversation. We're not preaching, because we got no audience to preach to. We're just, you and I sit down here, and we have a conversation every morning now. Used to do it every Sunday, but now the Lord shifted gear, and He wanted us to do it every week, so we just started doing it once a week. And going back to that thing that I read here about the woman not being allowed to preach, as of October the 15th, 2021, that grace age was over. It was thus ceases to exist. The things that Paul said back there, they pertain to the grace age. They pertain to the 2 days, the 2,000 years of grace. That's where that scripture pertains. But now here is October the 15th, 2021, the restoration of all things has begun. And if you go back, and you just got to go back and see, we've been in the Bible a lot. We know what's going on. What happened October the 15th, 2021, Jesus goes off the seat of mercy. There's no more you thinking otherwise. Jesus goes off the seat of mercy, and He is now, whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, He is now on the throne of King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And He will continue that position for 1,000 years. It just started October the 15th, 2021. The grace age end, the seventh seal is open. Now He is the restoring of all things. And the restoring of all things is going to go on for about 1,000 years. And everything will be restored. Everything will go back exactly to where it was before the fall. Because when you go back before the fall, the woman was not. The woman was co-equal with man. She was not the playing second fiddle. It was only after the fall that the Lord brought in a new environment, a new law, a new thing that the woman is going to have to stand by. She's going to have to be subject to her husband. It's just that simple. But because of the restoration of all things that begun, and the woman is going to be put throughout the millennium, the woman is going to be put back co-equal with the man. It's just that simple, because Jesus said, or God told Adam, I'm going to send somebody and He's going to put everything back to where it was before this fall. He's going to reverse everything. So now what's going on and what's happening is the restoration of all things, just like he told Daniel, and just like when the disciples asked him, will you once again restore Israel? Will you at that time once again restore Israel? And he told him, it's not for you to know, because they were all hoping Jesus was that mm-hmm. one that's going to restore Israel and bring them back to the old system mm-hmm. again, unlike they had under David. But Jesus said, it's not for you to know.
Mm-hmm. Because that time was not yet there.
Yeah.
They're restoring.
Yeah.
At 33 A.D., the time was not yet, because you come to the grace age, 2,000 years, and after the grace age, that is when that restoring of all things begins and goes right throughout the millennium.
Mm-hmm, exactly right. And then Daniel, Daniel, he saw it, and he saw all these things, and he couldn't understand it. And said, don't worry, Daniel, there's a going on a time down through at the end of the grace age, I'm going to find people that's going to understand exactly what you saw. And he just happened to bring up you and I to the ministry of Brother Brennan. We were won by the ministry of that angel who took the vocal cords of Brother Brennan. And then when Brother Brennan went off, he took the vocal cords of Raymond M. Jackson. That we were won by that word that Jesus and the guard said that he's going to send. They will be won by their word. And you can go back and read it. But we're just trying to get the picture straight.
That's right, because we know what happened in the garden when they partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That brought in sin into the picture, into the human race. And that's what you saw throughout the 6,000 years, is the consequence of partaking of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And you saw it playing out. The wickedness came, and it waxed worse and worse. And like, for example, I watched a clip yesterday about Pierre Poilievre. This man asked him what he's going to do to help with all these foreign workers coming in, that all the companies, all the corporations are gearing to just hire foreign workers, and they will prefer, like, if you have a son that's after out of school, and he wants a little part-time job working at McDonald's or Tim Hortons, and he doesn't get accepted because they prefer the East Indians, because apparently they're very reliable workers. He was wondering what he can do about it. Mm-hmm. Well, he's not a miracle worker. The job begins at the family structure. The job begins at what parents do and teach their children. And the school system, they're creating children that are not reliable. They're creating children that have no work ethics. Mm-hmm. And things of that nature. And then they go to Tim Hortons and they work, and they show up late, or they're slothful, or they're not pulling their weight. Because believe me, I have worked in the workforce. I know what it's like. I worked with special needs. And sometimes I wondered who the special needs were, who I was supposed to take care of. Was it the young people that were there helping, or the special needs themselves? I didn't quite know who I was actually taking care of. Mm-hmm. And see, that's the situation that North America created. Mm-hmm. Because of the entertainment, the parents were too busy lugging their children to hockey games, to things like that, and they forgot to teach them the principles of life, the ethics of working, and things of that nature. So now there was a breakdown in the system. Now they're bringing all these East Indians here, and every job you see out there, the East Indians have. Now, I always wonder, where are the young white people that are working? Well, they don't trust them anymore because they're not reliable. Now, I am not talking bad about the white people. I would very much prefer to go into any store here and see a white man. Actually, when I see one, I am actually very relieved. to see a white person working. I always almost say, wow, isn't that a relief to see a white man? Because that's how much they have taken over. And it's a scary place. But you have to take it back to where that beginning started. Where that break in that started was the family structure. And they failed to do that. See, that part is all going to have to be restored. Now these parents are going to have to realize they're the ones that failed. They failed their children. And they're going to have to do something about it in order for their children to have those work ethics that these workplaces need. See, that's all part of restoring. First there's a breakdown. People are starting to realize something's wrong here, right? Mm-hmm. And when they start realizing something is wrong, then something starts to get done. And they're going to have to put really some work into it because the damage is great. And you can see it in America playing out. See, but like we're talking about restoring. We want to restore it all back to that beginning that was rightfully man's. And the devil wants to take it away. But you know what? It's in the Word of God. That restoring is coming. Will you at that time restore? And that's what Jesus is now, because he's no more on the mercy seat. He is now in the process of that King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That wheel is now turning towards that righteousness that is restoring of all things.
Amen to that. And it's all going back eventually. You got to see the picture the way it's needed to be seen. Mm-hmm. You got to realize the fact that we were one and we're the byproduct, like I said, of that word, of that prayer that Jesus prayed from gut wrenching out just before he went to the crucifixion. He left us with a prayer that they will be one, and he left us with a prayer that we will be one through their work. And you and I, we're the byproduct, like I kept saying and over and over again. We see these seven stars, what their job was, and we're interconnected with that vine. We're interconnected with the scripture.
That's right.
That's just that simple. That's why we know what we know. That's why we got the midnight cry. That's why the Lord entrusted us with that tremendous responsibility, who is then that faithful and wise servant who will give the people meat in due season. That's all you and I are doing. And then, like I said, he set us up with his website, and it's going all throughout the seven continents. And there's going to be a time when they'll use it to continue on, to learn what we have learned throughout our journey here in life. And we're just continuing on. And like I say, it's now, Jesus is now on the seat of the King of Kings, and he's now Lord of Lords, and he's going to continue on for thousands of years. And at the end of the millennium, at the end of those thousands of years, there'll be no more sea, there'll be no more weeds. Everything goes back to where it was back in the Garden of Eden. You can't even imagine the glory that was back there. You could go and drink the water, and the water was pure right out of the stream, and you could drink it right out of the stream, but you try to drink it now out of the river. But at the end of the millennium, that water will be able to drink, go down to the river and drink that water, because it'll take a thousand years to restore all things. That's why Jesus said, he that is going to be found worthy to enter into that age of regeneration. It's an age where the planet is being regenerated, and it's not going to be magic. Like once you get into man, he just snap his fingers and all of a sudden everything has changed. No, it'll take a process of thousands of years. It'll take a process where man can once again communicate with the animal kingdom. And the animal kingdom is not wild anymore. The animal kingdom will be brought back to where, when God, back at the creation, where God said, it's not good for man to be alone. I'll make him a helpmeet. And you can go back and read it. And what did he do? He created the animal kingdom as a helpmeet for man, for Adam. God, Eve was still inside of Adam. There was still one. And then he created that animal kingdom as a help. Brad, if you could go back, just read it yesterday, how it happened. Just when he said, it's not good for man to be alone, I'll make him a companion. I'll bring him a companion. I'll bring him the animal kingdom. So he created that animal kingdom, and he brought him to Adam, and he named him. And then afterwards, he said, and there was another companion for Adam. Because everybody, all these animals, they had male and female. But Eve was still in Adam. And then he separated Adam after he had made the animals.
That's right.
That's exactly. You got to go back and read it. And everything was hunky-dory. God said, he looked at it, it was good. When God says it's good, there was not one flaw, there was not weed, not one weed there. But throughout the fall, then everything went into reverse. And God had to do what happened in the garden. But now, you got to see the picture. The way God looks at it. He looks everything as a finished product before the flood. Or before the fall. Before Adam and Eve fell. And then there was, like I say, there was no weed. Everything was hunky-dory. But then through the fall, that we got to go through these 6,000 years of Satan's kingdom, Satan's reign, because he stole the planet from Adam and Eve and took it right from under their feet. And now that's why we have to suffer. That's why we got all these weeds. And another thing, before the flood, there was no Pacific Ocean. There was no Atlantic Ocean. It was only after the flood that all that water came down. And after the flood, there will be no more sea. The Bible says so. When 1,000 years ago, there'll be no more sea. That water is going to evaporate. That's why I say it's a glorious time, man. Not to be lulled to sleep with sports and with all the entertainment out there. It's pure entertainment. It's all of Satan, because Satan is trying to blind us, blind the people from reality, from the things that we're trying to say. And like I say, these preacher tugs, they're Satan's tugs, whether you like it or not. I don't care how long a beard they got and how well they're dressed. They're just Satan's stuff to keep the people from the truth. That's what they've been trying to preach from, talk from the, scream from the housetops forever and a day here. And they give orders. When you get these books in, just don't hand them out. Just burn them up, throw them in the garbage. And I know exactly what they're doing. Because I sent that Leonard from Delta, I sent them books, and I sent some books to that guy, and he sent them back. Well, once you send them back, you pretty much see your doom. You're pretty much history. I forget. Those, the people that send them back or throw them out, I give up, you know. I just, they're going out into oblivion, because if they don't accept this truth, what we're saying here, they're not going anywhere. And, because it's just the way God set it up. It's just that he found you and I to be found faithful, to deliver that meat and due season. We were one through the word of these seven stars, these angels, and here in our generation, I keep saying it over and over again, because you gotta say it over and over again, because people don't get, because they're out there in this religious, they're out there in this Egyptian darkness that you can't even penetrate. It's such a darkness that you can't even get the glory light of the gospel in there, for that people can see reality, they can live in reality, like you and I. You and I, we're living in reality. We're living right via the scriptures, and we see it exactly the way God wants us to see it. And that it's just that simple.
I'll read in Isaiah 11. It says in verse 6, a wolf will reside with a lamb, and a leopard will lie down with a young goat. An ox and a young lion will graze together, as a child leads them along. See, those are all wild animals. The lion, the leopard, a cow and a bear will graze together. Their young will lie down together. A lion, like an ox, will eat straw. A baby will play over the hole of a snake and over the nest of a serpent. An infant will put his hand. See, that's all what it's working towards. Now, when the millennium will start, that doesn't just switch over like a magic wand. This is going to be now. But that's what it's all working towards, is where it's going to be, take away that animosity, that wild rebellion, and it's going to clean all that up. Because even though Satan is, he is cast down in hell, and he's chained up for those 1,000 years, during the millennium reign, during that rest, that third day and the seventh day, that is that millennium period. Those are, the seventh day means it's the seventh creative day, is that day of rest when God rested. And then you will see that all these things are going to work towards it. That's why it's called a restoring. restoring, it takes time, right? It's mm-hmm. not magical. And then at the end of that restoring, when everything will be at its place, it is such a place that it was right back in the garden where everything was the way God had created it there. But in a sense, it's going to be even better because you have to realize the devil was not taken care of then yet.
Mm-hmm.
That whole demonic world was not taken care of. So it's going to be even better.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the restoring of all things. It's that the age of restitution. And you will see at the end of that millennium, it will be at that place.
Amen.
And then you will see that the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's the one running the show, he is the one that is going to be that king that is going to rule over everything and reign over everything. And then when everything is in its perfection, in its state where God can come down,
mm-hmm.
then and only then will Jesus take that whole kingdom that God put into his capable hands to make right. He will hand it back to God. And then we will all be one with him. The whole creation, the whole everything will be one with God again. Not just like we are now, like you were saying here, that they may be one with us. Back when that millennium will be over, all things will be one. And God is going to be the one that's going to have a family.
Going back to that, the restoring of all things, like I said before, before the fall, the woman was co-equal with the man. In fact, I saw her one time, and when you saw her walking through the garden before the fall, she was the most graceful thing that you ever saw. The animals, when she walked through the garden, the animals stood and paid attention. The animals bowed down with admiration because the woman was adorned with such glory and honor before the fall. And then after the fall, she can't. God took everything away from her. But before the fall, she was co-equal with man.
Mm-hmm.
That's her story has begun. That's why Lorraine is here. She's doing many times more. She knows more than I do because the restoration of all things has begun. It's not completely throughout the whole world where women are doing that. It's just here as a starting point, as a prototype to what's coming. We're en route to that finished product, which we just began back October the 15th, 2021, when Jesus Christ, you've seen it, we were waiting for it, we were waiting right here for it. I remember sitting over in that chair, we're waiting for the restoration of all things, for the beginning, for Jesus Christ to go off the seat of mercy, because we knew via the scripture that it's going to happen in 2021, and it's going to happen October the 15th, at that Yom Kippur, that the Jews are still waiting for. It happened October the 15th, the true spiritual Yom Kippur happened when Jesus came down, mm-hmm. and he's going to show himself to the Jewish people. He's already there. He's already begun. The work has already begun, but it's all in the spirit. You can't see Jesus moving around there, but you see the byproduct.
Mm-hmm.
You see Bibi. He's standing like a soldier. He's standing strong and true to get rid of the enemies, get
mm-hmm.
rid of Gates. And you see Donald Trump standing strong and true, not caving to these crooks and these criminals and the corrupt politicians and this corruption. He's standing strong because the process have already begun,
mm-hmm.
where Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and you're going to see a program. You're going to see at the end of the day a country exactly the way the founders saw it. George Washington was given the script. George Washington went back in that great council that God had in himself. The time came when God had to release that script. And all he did, he gave it to Jesus, and then Jesus gave it to that angel, and that angel came down and spoke to George Washington exactly what the plan was for America. We're building a nation that's going to be built on principles,
mm-hmm.
on godly principles, and he gave them the blueprint. And you can go back and read the blueprint, because I think we got it on our website, George Washington's vision. It all comes from heaven, and anything that's not from heaven is not worth talking about. But America was founded on Christian godly principles, and it started out as a, and then it went to 250 years of a process, and now the 250 years have practically run out, and now God is bringing back the restoration of America. It's just going to happen. Mm-hmm. All these corrupt things, all these drugs, and all these things that Trump is bringing out, and all these corrupt politicians, and all these corrupt judges, they're all going to be annihilated. And they're going to end up in the lake of fire. And it's all going to happen within this 3-year period. Mm-hmm. That's why we're living in a very exciting time to be in touch with reality. We're in touch with the real thing. And all these Hutterite preachers doing out there, they're just tables of mama. They get up there and preach every Sunday for an hour, and they have nothing to say. Because it's immaterial. It's not beneficial for the hour and time mm-hmm. that we're now living in. And we're trying to tell them the truth, but apparently they give orders not to listen to us and things like that. But eventually God will get the job done,
that's
and
right.
we're just,
mm-hmm.
that's what we're doing here. We, like I said, he had to do them every Sunday. We'd stop the truck where we're trucking, stopping at the truck stop when we'd have a conversation. We'd just stop for an hour or two, whatever. And then now he's switching gears, and now he, all have to do it every day, and then we're just having a conversation like we've always done. That's mm-hmm. what the Lord brought us together, and now we're expressing whatever we know, because the Lord put us through a school for 30, 40 years, and we learned a lot through these schools, going through the denomination, going through the churches of William Branham, and then going through the church of Raymond M. Jackson, because they were the focal course for that angel in the hour time we're now living in. And that's mm-hmm. all we're doing. We're now expressing the thing that we have learned. We're just handing it down. Just like the apostles, they handed it down to Irenaeus. Mm-hmm. And then Irenaeus handed it down to Polycarp. And all this thing just kept moving and moving and moving till the day when God came on board with Brother Branham. And now we're telling people what happened in the church age of Laodicea. Laodicea is dead. That church thing out there is dead. It's spewed out. Mm-hmm. Nobody goes and picks up his spew once it's spewed out. Mm-hmm. That's all that letter can produce. Mm-hmm. It's spewed out stuff because it's spewed out. It's just mm-hmm. tables of vomit, we keep saying. It looks rough, but we're telling people the truth. Mm-hmm. Even though it's hard to digest when you're brought up in a society that you think he's just as corrupt as anybody.
That's right. In the days of Jesus, with those religious sects, the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees, they were the ones who people looked up to. But they were the very ones that were holding people back from entering in. And that's the same way here. Those religious leaders, those preachers in the pulpit are the very people that are holding people from entering in.
They're agents of Satan.
They
don't even know it.
They don't even know it. And it's just a fact. It's not something that you like to talk about, but it's the truth. And it's the truth that sets you free.
Yeah.
Because the lie sure never sets you free. The darkness never sets you free. It's when the light comes and it shines on something. That's what's happening in America. Finally, the light is being shown on what all has been happening in the last years with Russia infiltrating the school system with communism, China infiltrating America with all these drugs that they got in there to destroy the young people so they can weaken America and take over. That's their mindset, really.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And God in heaven only lets it go so far, mm-hmm. and then he calls it done.
And now and Jesus is off the seat mm-hmm. of mercy, and there's no more mercy
that's
going to
right.
be shown to these thugs.
Uh-huh.
And neither will there be mercy shown to these preachers that's standing in the bar. They're Satan's thugs. They're Satan's agents of Satan. That's why they try to keep the truth out.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're just exposing it. Mm-hmm. And everything will be exposed here in this end time, because the Bible says that all things will be exposed before Jesus comes. He will reveal even the intent and the thought
that's
of the
right.
heart. He knows our intent. We know our thought. He knows what we're out here trying to make a name for ourselves. He knows that we're just doing our level best, like I've been praying all my life. I want to be faithful to what, Lord, what you've called me to be. That's all. He knows that. He knows our heart. That's why he's given us the commission, because he knows at the end of the day, we'll stay true and faithful. We might not think so, but he knows. He knows the hearts of every person. That's right. Why would he give us this commission, this responsibility to deliver meat and due season and to rule out that living water? Mm-hmm. Right? Because he knows our hearts. He knows before the foundation of the world that what he put in us. And we're just trying to express what the Lord has shown us. We try, and our own minute little effort that we're putting in here, we're just trying our level best. And that's all we're doing. We're just trying to explain why now, today, when I read that scripture yesterday, why we're speaking here together. We're not preachers. God, I abhor preachers. When I hear a preacher on YouTube, my red flag go up just like a bullet, you know. Just be careful, because that guy, he's not interconnected to that stream, to that prophetic ministry, to that voice of God, to that Brother Brennan, that angel used his vocal cords. He's not interconnected to Brother Brennan. I don't even bother listening, because I know at the end of the day, he's going to preach it and he's going to send me out to hell and death. That's why I kind of disconnected myself from this preacher thing. Mm-hmm. We're not preachers. We're just having a completely spiritual conversation every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the day, we don't tape that out, because we're out in the car and we go to the store shopping. We don't tape that out when we talk all day. We just take time out for an hour or two or something, and then we just tape that out and we put that out on the internet. But we talk throughout the day. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. We're having fellowship throughout the day. That's what Gemeinschaft means. It doesn't mean Gemeinschaft, go buy a bunch of land and get together and brainwash a bunch of people. Gemeinschaft means, you got to take the English, and it strictly means fellowship. We're having fellowship 24/7 throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I read something yesterday in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 19:6. Jehoshaphat told the judges of that time, Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah, and he said to the judges, "Be careful what you do, for you are not judging for men, but for the Lord, who will be with you when you make judicial decisions. Respect the Lord and make careful decisions, for the Lord our God disapproves of injustice, partiality, and bribery." And you can see injustice, partiality, and bribery in the colonies.
Oh, like, man.
It's like second nature.
I'm not done with them yet. I'll tell you in the next phase with the crookedness.
So I read that and I thought it was pretty good. Jehoshaphat, he went all over the land and he told the people to do right.
Yeah.
Do right before God. Do everything that he approves of. I thought that was very good. Not all the kings did that, but he went throughout the land and told people, do good. God approves of it.
Mm-hmm.
Watch yourself what you're doing. Watch your moves. Be careful of what you do. And that's good advice for people, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hour we're living in now. We're doing the very thing.
We are. Uh-huh.
We're just trying to put it out there that people want it. I'm past caring what people say, do, or think, because you can't give this to people. God has to open up their understanding.
Right.
Because the God of this world has blinded the minds of that people, because they've sold out to materialism. You can't get through when people love this world more than they love truth, more than they love Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's impossible. Because he'll eventually drift back towards the world. And what he's going to do then, he's going to do exactly what these people do that come through here. Eventually going to slander us.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of continuing on and try to disengage himself from this world and from the ends of this world and all the things that Satan has out there to entangle people, to keep people from this glorious light of the gospel, to keep people from going into that millennial reign, into that age of regeneration. Just that simple. Pray.
Heavenly Father, we come before you, give you thanks for everything you do, Lord, for your word, for your perfect plan of creation, Lord, that you have created, Lord, and it's all walking towards that restoring, and it's a beautiful picture. We just pray that you help us have the right words to say, that the people will understand, Lord, and they can see your blueprint of what you have planned before the foundation of the world. In the end, it's going to be a glorious place. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.